Why, hello and welcome to episode 223 of Extreme Gaming Podcast. I'm your host, Nick, also known as Extreme in all gaming arenas. And today on the show, it's just me and him. Just me and him. Who are you?
GreyGamer25, Grey's Green Room, about once a month. Look for it on all podcasts. And always tune in here. And you should join our Discord, to which I'll put a link in a minute, because we have lots of fun on our Discord.
I love it. You notice how lately it's gone into radio DJ mode. And if you get here early, if you're a listener of the podcast and you don't actually watch us live on Twitch, because we actually record the whole thing's recorded from start to finish on Twitch under the name Extreme Gaming Podcast every Thursday, 9 p.m. UK time. Now, if you get here early, what you get to hear is you get to hear Grey doing voiceovers over the whole. I don't know how you hold that out the whole way through, and your voice is so professional. I was thinking, should I do one? And I thought, nah, because it's just not going to work the same. Go on, do it. Do the first bit, what you said, just quickly so they can hear.
Early access audio brought to you by Extreme Gaming Podcast.
He does that every minute across the startup for 10 minutes.
I was in radio and I had to do some of this stuff. Well, to be honest, most of the stuff I did on radio is very similar to how you and I do it. So you got to keep it fun.
Yeah. Welcome in, everybody. Welcome in. We've got it's going to be a bit of a funny podcast today because Trev actually sent us a message saying that he loves football more than he loves us, so he's watching a football match, but he might pop in later on, and Ross is not feeling too good, so it's just us two for the start. We've got some really bizarre stuff going on, so we've got a lot of stuff to talk about. Firstly, I'm going to get through all the spiel at the beginning. So if anyone has a question, you can send it into Extreme Gaming Podcast on the Discord, or you can send it to extremepeaceuk.co.uk. If you want to, but no one does that anymore. It's a bit old.
email? What's email?
Yeah. For Discord subs, I want to say thank you to everybody that gives me a Discord sub. They give me a little bit of cash back every month to keep me doing all this stuff, which is very appreciative. So thank you, everybody, for that. And like I said, if you leave a podcast iTunes review on iTunes, we will read it out. And it just so happens, Grey, that you didn't know this until you saw the notes, but we've got another one. And this, if you remember last week, we had Dead Pet, who written a whole message about keep doing a podcast, keep going on long rants and all that, blah, blah, blah. Yes. And anyway, so we got a 5-star review from Jezza Green. I'm hoping I'm saying that right, Jezza Green. And it's a 5-star. And he says, great podcast. The truck driver got his spot on. And that was a truck driver from last week, which was Dead Pet. This right. podcast is perfect just the way it is. I look forward to it each week. It helps me in my 1-hour bus journey to work. Thanks for taking the time to do it, Nick, Grey, Trev and Ross. But we're going to delete Trev and Ross off the end because they're not here today. So keep going, Nick and Grey. Soldier on. Love it. Thank you for sending that in. I really appreciate that. It really does make us happy when someone lets us know. Because as a podcaster, it's weird because you don't really hear from your listeners, do you? You don't really hear from the listeners. We've got the Discord.
The percentages of people that actually reply, even if they love your podcast, is pretty small.
Yeah, because I listen to a few podcasts, I never contacted them. So I'm one as well, so don't worry about that. But I will say, thank you for sending it in. It really does make a difference to us. It really does let us know where we're... And if anyone doesn't like anything we do, say it. We won't get offended. We'll just crack on.
Yeah, we'll just make a podcast about it.
Yeah. Right, moving on. The next thing I wanted to say is it was this week just gone was the Manchester meetup. Oh my God. It was crazy, man.
I saw the pictures.
So we started off, we drove up there. I drove like 5 hours to pick the boys up. So I picked up Trub and Ross. We went over and it was pouring down the rain. We went to this like hotel in the middle of nowhere. I thought it was like outside like comics area, but it was like just a bit further along, like a spa or something. So we stopped there. We got a few drinks and that. Had a few drinks there. And then we went into the town. And no lie, Grey, there's a video posted up. You see it with hailstones. I had just my jumper on. Hailstones were smashing me, bouncing off my head. They were like 2-centimeter hailstones. And it was so bad. It was like balls all across the floor that I couldn't even walk. I just kept falling over. And then we went out and it was really funny. We went into this a couple of gaming bars. And we played a few games and stuff. They had a beer pong going on, so they was playing Dated Rhyme, and I was doing beer pong. We was playing like arcade. We were playing the original Grand Theft Autos and stuff. And then I thought it would be funny. which is one of my things that I do, these impulsive bad things that I do. And I think Lee Man City egged it on, you know. It weren't just me. It was Lee Man City egged it on. He was pointing at Comic's chair. And then Comic went to sit down. So I just booted his chair out of the way. He literally done a backwards roly-poly across the middle of the floor. Everyone laughed at him. And then I had to say sorry. Trub was well and unimpressed. But it was really, really funny. From there, we went into the village area, which is where, like... all the gay bars and that are, and that was quite funny in itself. Trub just said everyone did not laugh. It was funny. Come on, Trub, it was funny. So we went there, and then we had this whole bout of like, there was a guy that just was all over me, Lee, and Comic, and then we had to tell him like, look, you got to leave, mate. Stop harassing us. Like, stop touching us. Stop harassing us. And I thought, do you know what? It just reminds me of how it would have been for all the young women when we was younger going clubbing, you know? Keep getting touched up and that.
You got a little taste of it there.
But I think Lee liked it. I think he was happy there. At one point, I saw him showing pictures.
No.
But no, it was really, really funny night, man. We had a real good time. And then we had this situation where I never get car sick, ever. My missus does. I never get car sick here, Gray. So we've had quite a few drinks by now, and I'm talking probably we're in on like 15 drinks down at this point. Yeah, we started at 12 in the afternoon, and it's now 10 o'clock at night. And they were like, "Let's go and get a curry." So Trub and Ross went off to get Chinese. They left half an hour before us. We went off to get a curry, and so we get in this black cab, and Lee's like, "I don't want to go backwards because I don't know if you have over there. The black cab's over here. You have two seats that way and two seats that way. So the people sitting this side, they're driving backwards in the car."
Right.
So Lee's like, "Oh, I don't want to do that. It'd make me ill." So I was like, "Oh, don't be so silly." I sat in there. So I sat there. Oh my God. Literally, we drove about 2 miles, yeah? And I was white as a ghost. Like, I was like, "I don't feel well, boys. I've got to go home." And they were like, "What? Are you drunk?" I was like, "No, I'm not drunk. I said, sick." And Lee was like, "I told you I didn't want to sit in that seat." You know, we got into the curry house, yeah? They've ordered a curry and it was taking like forever. And I'm sitting there like rough as arseholes, yeah? Sitting there like, it's like now it's about 11 o'clock. And I'm sitting there thinking, "Oh man, I'm well drunk. I feel well ill, and like I've all my blood's drained out of me." And I'm like, "Boys, if the food don't come out in the next 2 minutes, I'm gonna have to walk." And they were like, "What do you mean?" I was like, "If I get drunk, I walk, mate." And they was like, "What do you mean?" I said, "I'll walk home. Like, I'll be off. I'll just go carry on walking till I sober up." But the thing is, we ate the curry. The curry came out. It was really nice. We ate the curry, and then I felt fine again. But I did make one more mistake after that. So we were sitting in these seats, yeah, and Comic was sitting like right back like this. He was sitting like laid right back, and there was like two girls sitting behind. And I was like, "Comic, you've got your head touching her hair." So I turned around and I went, "Sorry, love. Like, he's a bit close, isn't he?" Turned around, it's only a man with long hair. And he was like, "What? What's up?" And I was like, "Oh, nothing. Don't worry." Oh, it was real funny. And then we just went back. From there, we went back to the hotel room. Yeah, had a wicked night. And then and the next day, me, Trub and Ross, we drove back through the Peak District. We stopped at some nice areas. We got some nice lunch and a nice little caff. I didn't get home personally until about 7 o'clock at night. So it was like a 2-day event for me. But it was really good. So on the next one, I think the next one we're going to do is going to be down this end, hopefully. Gray, you might have to get over here for it.
Yeah, I'll have to fly. By the time I get there, it'll be over.
But yeah, it was really good. Right, moving on. Let's get into the podcast. We've got a lot to talk about today. And I'm just going to give you all a hint. We've got a question today, and it's totally off subject for gaming. We've got a question about ghosts. So if anybody sees any ghosts or got any ghost stories, feel free to send them in, because I do like a bit of like supernatural ghost conspiracy sort of stuff. And as you said, you like it off track.
Yeah,
then so basically... Yeah. Oh, Trub said as well, "Did I fix Ross's new card?" Yeah. So I actually put, he's got a 4070 Ti.
And wait. Back up. I didn't hear anything about this. What did you have to fix? I thought it just popped in.
No. So what happened is he got a new graphics card. So I said to him, like, it didn't turn up on time. So he was like, "Look, I'll have it ordered." So on the way home from Manchester, because I'm going from one side of the country to the other, to Derby, and then going down to the M1, down to the M25 to me. And so what happened was, Ross said, "If my card's there, will you put it in for me?" So I was like, "Yeah." So he's bought a 4070 Ti. And I said to him, "Did you buy one with the same amount of pins, like 2 8-pins, blah, blah, blah?" And he was like, "Yeah." So when we get back now, I said, are you sure? He's like, yeah. So I open it up, the box. It's got 3 8-pins. So he's got a power supply with not enough cables. So I'm like, have you got enough cables? And he was like, oh, it says on the instructions, it only needs to have 2 8-pins. It doesn't need 3. And I was like, oh, I don't know whether I trust that on a graphics card. Because it has this like silly little, tiny little plug, which goes into 3 massive plugs. That can't be good for electricity going through there anyway, and current and stuff, and voltage going through that, because it's going to get really hot. Anyway, we get back there, I take it all apart, and I look at it, and I go, oh, Ross, man, we need another power cable. So he's like, I'll have a look. Luckily, he found a box of power cables that fit his thingy, so we managed to do it, put it in there. Mate, he's well happy with that card. It's so powerful.
He was a 1080. He went from 1080 to 4070. That's like
4070 Ti. And he's on a, I believe he's on a 23-inch screen that's 4K. He's got 2 of them. So really dense, like picture quality will be really amazing in there. 144 Hz. So that card's going to run that stuff well nice. But yeah, all went in. It was all sweet. All worked really, really nice. Right. Let's get on to talking about some games and stuff. We've got quite a long list of stuff to do. Like I said, we'll be doing the ghost stories later on. But before that, we've got a few things to talk about. First one being is Helldivers 2. Now, first, I want to have a shout out to Ross because he bought me this game. He didn't have to. He just bought it for me randomly and said, play it last week. Now, Helldivers 2 is a really cool game. It's got that sort of feel of, you know, a sort of game where, like, a bit like Apex and then where you keep going in to do a round and then you come out and then you buy stuff and you go back in and you come out. It's a bit like that. Kat says Helldivers is amazing. The only problem I've got with it is, because what happens is, it's basically Starship Troopers. You basically go and land on a planet, you pick a mission on a planet, and then you just fight off the bugs. It's pretty repetitive like that, but it is fun. You get all sorts of missions to do, and that's fine. You do it with your friends, 4 of you, and you can have a lot of fun doing it. Now, my issue is, what I've got the problem with is the controls. Because what you have to do, Gray, is if you're playing on controller, you could just use the 2 thumbsticks, and then you can use your D-pad. And imagine you're running around with the 2 control sticks. But as you're running around, you want to throw a grenade. It's like a special like turret or something you want to throw down. But what they do is, to throw that turret down, you have to press like a key combination of like D-pad, like up, down, down, up, down, left, say. Now, I'm playing on keyboard. I can't hold a key down and do up, down, down, left, up, down, or whatever, while still running. And my guy holds the ball and he doesn't chuck it, and I keep getting killed. And I get extremely frustrated with it. And Ross was like, look, just go back to your controller, play on a controller. And I'm like, I don't feel like I can go back to a controller on my PC. If I'm on the Xbox, fine.
Yeah.
But are you the same? Like, if you go on a controller, it's sort of like... And I was trying to explain I was trying to explain it to Ross, and he was like, well, you've got a joy thumbstick... can go 360, so you can look around smoothly. And I was like, but it's not smooth like a mouse, is it? It's not like moving around where you want to look.
You know? I had to play controller on my PS5 because I wanted to play Horizon Forbidden West as well as God of War Ragnarok. So I had to get used to using a controller before I found the proper mapping software to map it to a keyboard. And it took a while for me to get used to it.
It's like going back in time, ain't it?
Yeah, it took a good while. I mean, I probably had to play a couple hours at least before I was able to even attempt. And I had to put it on, and never do this, I had to put it on easy instead of normal, because at normal with the controller, I couldn't handle it. It's just too much.
Well, Kat just said, can't you use the keyboard arrow keys? I haven't tried, but is it possible? Yeah, well, the thing is, I'm left-handed, so my key combinations on most games is up, down, left, and right in the keypad. Yeah, just them 4. And then I will have, like, control for jump. I'll have 0 for run. And then I'll have shift for crouch, enter for something else. And then, you know, like, the say, open a door, pick up something. My action key would be the delete button on the 6 up above it. And then I'll map and inventory to the other 2. Now, the problem with this game is you need to be able to move your key buttons around whilst holding the key down and doing another key combination at the same time. So it's really, really difficult to do all of that stuff at once. And I just feel like it's frustrating. You know, why couldn't they just give us a key? So when you're running forward, backward, left or right, why don't they just give us a key that, like, oh, number one throws that down, number 2 throws that down, number 3 throws that down. Do you know what I mean?
When you have to do that, do you hold down what key? Shift, and then you have to do what? You have to make it do something.
Yeah, so you say you're playing the game as normally. Say, like, in Shrouded, you're running around playing in Shrouded. But say you want to do a special, like, turret. What you'd have to do is, whilst you're playing the normal game, you'd have to hold a key down and then press on the D-pad up, down, down, left, right, or whatever. And it'll be different combinations for different stuff.
Wow. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like some of the fighting games. Like, if you're playing Mortal Kombat or something, you are...
Yeah, they're them combinations. But the thing is... Yeah. It's like you can't, the game's so fast paced, you can't just stop on the battlefield. And if I stop to look at what my keys are, I'm dead. That's it. You're running away all the time. So it, on the controller, it's all right because you can use both, you're using your left control stick to look around. You're moving your right control stick to move around. And then you can just literally press the D-pad. So, you know, on your right button, you'll hold your thumb on the A button or whatever and then just D-pad it quickly. And it's like moving your fingers from there, moving them down an inch and doing that. So you're just doing that.
Yeah.
But on a keyboard, that's a totally different kettle of fish because you're trying to do loads of stuff at once. You know?
Katniss said, she usually stops to write the combination. I thought it's something by design.
Yeah, well, it's... The thing is, the design of it is they want you to do the combination because they want you to have a bit of trouble. They don't want you to be able to press one button because it'd be too easy. They want you to have to... call it in, so it's like having a radio and going boop, 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 boop. Yeah, we need to call in this thingy, and it takes that time to press them buttons, but it's no good.
That's
when
what
you're...
I want, something more difficult than usual.
Yeah, but the option is I've got is either learn to do it on keyboard, which I'm finding extremely hard, or play on controller, which I don't really want to do. I don't like it. Like, it's not, I don't feel comfortable on a controller in that game.
Well, let me ask you a question on the key, on the combinations that you do. Do you have to do, like you're saying, left, right, right? To do what? Like to do a particular move or to do a particular...
Yeah, so imagine... So you've got your normal... It's hard to explain, you see, on this game. You've got your normal run around, shoot your gun, look down your sights and throw a grenade, stuff like that. But then say you've got an airstrike. So you want to call an airstrike in. It kills all the animals over there in that area. What you have to do is you have to get this little metal ball, and you, like a Pokemon ball, and you chuck it and it'll pop up in that area and then you do a combination. It's like you're coding it in what combination you want. But the thing is, you're trying to run around and do this stuff, and then you're trying to do this combination at the same time. So if you ain't got enough keys on your keyboard to do that, it's really hard. Because if I'm using up, down, left, and right to move, and I'm trying to do up, down, left, and right to do that, you can... It does give you options to do like a double tap, a tap. So I could map it where it's like double tap, shift, that little menu will come up, and then I press right, right, left, right on my keypad. I can do that. But the thing is, then I've stopped in the game, and getting attacked whilst I'm doing that. I throw my thing down and then go like that. But it
well,
just
were you playing
didn't feel
in a
nice.
Team? Because if you're doing that, your team's supposed to like protect you while you're doing it.
Yeah, well, I was playing with Ross and I wasn't playing for long because I got really stressed out of it. Like, I just kept getting murdered over and over again.
I mean, I'm not sure because I don't play the game, but I mean, if it's a teamwork kind of thing, then and you wanted to go do that, they should be basically guarding you while you do what needs to be done.
Yeah.
Catch is really into this. She's going, we should play.
Cat's like, we should play. I'm well up for trying. And the thing is, the game's, it's a game that I like the idea of because it's a game, I like the idea of a game that continuously changes. And that's what this is going to do because the way this game works is the bug area and the robot area will keep getting pushed back. And then I'm sure they'll bring in other monsters and stuff in other areas, like other aliens. And the whole idea of this game, Gray, is just to level up and to upgrade your character. So when you're out fighting, you look much better. So it's like, oh, go into one mission, you come out with four medals. Then four medals, you can buy like stuff that's one level one medal, two medal, three medals, or four medal, eight medals. And you can unlock new weapons. And it's just about going in with your friends, having fun, coming out and upgrading. Going in, upgrade, like that. And just going backwards and forwards. But
maybe we could try it. Since Katrin has the game, you have the game. Maybe I'll pick up the game. And then if three of us go in and we'll just hook up a fourth somewhere.
Yeah, I'm up for that. I'm definitely up for
that. Maybe it might be more fun.
Yeah, because the game's not as not fun. It's funny because, like even Vex said, it's repetitive, but it's fresh. Like, it's repetitive what you're doing, but you enjoy it because it's just mad shooting. You're like shooting bugs. Bugs are coming from every direction. You're like, bub, 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 bub. It's like being in Aliens, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I saw some gameplay. It looked pretty crazy.
Only other thing I'd say I don't like about the game is the character moves very slow, but then when I was talking to Ross, he was like, Nick, you're level one. What do you expect? Like, you know, if you're level one and you're moving fast, what are you going to be moving like when you're level 50? So obviously that's just because it's early gameplay. And you've got to build your character up as you go through. But yeah, other than that, it seems like a really nice game, but I just can't get my head around these controls. It's stressing me out. So, but if you're up for doing it.
Yeah, and one day, like I said, I got to see what you do physically on the keyboard, because I still think a programmable keyboard would help.
I've got a programmable keyboard. I keep telling you that.
Not like mine, because you don't have extra keys.
I've got 32 extra keys.
Do you have like the G keys, they call them, like on the far left or the far right?
No, I haven't got them like you have. I've got them different to that. So my keyboard, I've got loads of keys that are mappable, but obviously I've also got a Stream Deck with 32 keys on it.
I'm trying to see what I can. Oh, I can't lift it up. I was going to show you.
Yeah, I know what you've got.
Stream Deck's another thing, but you could probably use it. But on mine, I can actually map things to the G keys and then very easily use my hand to tap.
Yeah, but what you've got to realize is, me being cack-handed, even that's a problem, because I have to press the key down to do another key combination, which I can't do.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
I've still
you got to remember the keyboard is designed around a right-handed person.
True. No, I get that.
So you got a lot of keys around yours, and so you can press a G key and move them around, but I can't do that on mine. It's simply just not very good.
Well, remember you said you're using the number pad, right, to do your things? Okay. So what you could do if you had the G keys like I had is you could remap on the G keys the same as the numbers, but now you get to use your other hand. You know what I'm saying? So instead of having to go left...
Yeah, but this is what I'm trying to say to you. It's not the problem of... not having enough keys. The problem is that I need to press keys down whilst playing the game, as I need to use the keys to move around at the same time as pressing the keys to do the combination.
Where's your left hand on the numbers?
No, my left hand's on the mouse.
Oh, I see. And your right hand's on the numbers. Got it.
Yeah, my right hand key's on the arrows. But then if I'm moving arrows to move around and I've got to hold a key down somewhere and then move the arrows again... it's like a layer on top of a layer.
Well, shift is... I can see that. I'm trying to put my hands on it.
All right, so imagine you've got your fingers on the right-hand side, on the up, down, left, and right. Imagine you put your thumb onto control, and you hold that down.
Right.
And that brings up the key combination. And then whilst that's down, I do up, up, down, left, right to call it in, yeah? The whole time I'm doing that, I can't move my character.
Yeah.
Whereas on the controller, you're still moving your character whilst pressing these buttons. Because the controller's got two thumbsticks and then it's got a D-pad and buttons.
What did they make left-handed control? Left-handed keyboards that you could. Why didn't you have to move?
They made a left-handed keyboard, it wouldn't work because we've all grown up on a right-handed keyboard. It'd still be new. It would be awkward. Mm-hmm. So
what about that? Remember the Chrome? What was it called? The Orb thing? It was like
the hand thing.
Big. Yeah, you put your hand right there and go like.
Yeah,
this.
That is pretty good. But if I was to get that, it's something you need to retrain on, isn't it, really? You need to learn to use it from the start. What I really should get is a left-handed MMO mouse, because I've only got three buttons on my mouse.
Mm. Yeah, that's not a bad idea.
People having 16 buttons. Kat says, you'll love it when you drop your first 500-kilo bomb. I bet that's good. That would be cool.
Well, we could still attempt it, all of us, because we'll protect you while you do what you have to do.
Yeah, it's a frustration level of another kind, man. I swear, instantly I get angry whilst we're doing it. But anyway, Helldivers, I didn't want to talk too much about it. I just wanted to update you with what the situation was of us playing it. The next thing I want to talk about is the new TV show, Fallout. Comes out when? Is it beginning of April? April 12th?
Yep, April, I think it's the 4th or 12th. I'll double check.
Yeah, it's beginning of April, exactly. I believe. But, oh my God, did you see the intro, the official trailer?
The trailer's great.
Like, sometimes they make TV programs like The Witcher, and it obviously The Witcher's just in, like, a world of castles and fantasy. But
April
Fallout...
12th, by the way.
Sorry?
It is April 12th.
Yeah. But Fallout, that is so specific because it's, like, 1940s dress sense in the future. Sort of like we went down a different dimension, like the world split in half and changed, because everybody's wearing them sort of like dress suits and ties and dresses, and then it's like robots and stuff like that and funny guns and stuff. But when I watched this trailer, I was so shocked to how many bits they covered. Like they hadn't just done a wasteland; they had specifically covered stuff that you notice from every single Fallout.
Oh, definitely, no doubt about it.
You know, even the vertebirds and stuff like that, the power suits, the cars, they all looked so realistic. I just
even
can't help.
Even the vault looked like the vault, and the way the door opened looked like the vault. And the guy, and what's his name? The robot meat. With the he looked great. It looked really good. And but, even the guys in the robot suits and all that stuff, or the armor suits, they look spot on.
Yeah, the power armor.
So I was glad that, you know how sometimes they go and do these movies, they change stuff and it doesn't look exactly like the game. This is like the game.
Yeah.
It's like live people game.
No, there's two things that hit me straight away that I thought. Firstly, I was like, ooh, it looks like it's a bit over the top with the action and adventure. Yeah. Mm. Like it was a bit like bang in your face. Like it was a proper, the intro was proper, like bang, explosions and flying. And I thought, I really, really hope they don't take it way over the top and then they lose what Fallout really is. Cause like for me, like obviously great. I've played every Fallout and I've played them for 1,000 hours each. I know everything about them. I've done everything in there. I feel it. I know it. Yeah. I really hope they don't ruin Fallout.
Well, remember, it is a TV show, so they can't do certain things that you would find or enjoy in a game. But from what I saw on the trailer, I mean, it looked like the same kind of crazy characters that they had down. I mean, I can tell you one thing just from experience. The guy that plays one of the main characters, the actor's name is Walter Goggins. And Walter Goggins plays, and he plays the ghoul. The guy with the funny looking face, right? And what it was is Goggins' character was, they showed like the movie clips, remember? And you see him before his face got messed up. And he's talking about, oh, this is Fallout and we're going to protect ourselves.
Yeah, because radiation.
War, radiation, blah, blah. And he goes through this whole thing. And then you see everything happens. And then somehow he got irradiated and became the ghoul. But the actor who plays it, he's really, really good. That actor's played in some great stuff in the past.
All right.
So that's a major plus right there, because those kind of roles this guy eats up. So I think you're going to see no matter what that he's going to be good in that role. I don't know about the other people that are in the cast. They seem capable enough to me from what I've seen. And so I'm hoping that's plays out, you know, and it's good.
Not just that though, is it? Sometimes it's like they can bring the Fallout world to the big screen and that's fine. But if it gets a really pants storyline or a really crap ending, you know, like they could go down the route of actual what the Fallout games were. They could go down the route of, I can't remember which one it is, like Fallout, I don't know, it's Fallout 4, where you wake up in the vault and you're in the machine and you come awake and you've lost your dad. And you go on a mission to find your dad. So you leave the vault and you go asking around questions everywhere. I'm trying to find my dad, blah, 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 blah. And as you grow up, you have your birthdays, 18th birthday, you grow up. And then you go out into the big wide world. This time you're an adult. You don't know how old your dad is, but he'd be an older man now. And then you go across the whole of the wasteland searching. And there's a couple of spoilers here. So if you haven't played Fallout and you're playing it now, turn off now for like 30 seconds. But what happens is, you go through the whole game and then you find out that it's actually your dad that's the one in charge of doing all the experiments and stuff like that. And your dad's the head of like the Enclave or whatever it is. I don't know if it was, I can't remember it all. I can't remember all of the story, but it's something along them lines. And I just remember being at the end and you talk to him and that. And then actually my game crashed at that point and I didn't want to go back and start again. I never finished it. But if they went with that storyline, they could literally make that film along the storyline of Fallout, whichever one they like the most. You know, you've got Fallout Vegas, you've got, you know, there's all different ones. And
well, the good thing about this is it's a TV series. So there's, I think it's 8 episodes. So you literally have 8 hours, not just 2, like a movie would. So you have a lot of chances to do a lot of stuff.
That's a chance to see
and
a
like,
lot of stuff.
And like
yeah.
you said, they could come out with a one based on Fallout 3 the next time or the season after that. It could be another you know, a thing. So there's a lot of stuff that they could do, which would be fun.
See,
by the way,
go quickly.
No, I was gonna say one thing that Prime is doing, because it's Amazon Prime that's
losing customers.
No, they're not losing anything. They're huge. But the thing is that they decided that, unlike them, they usually only premiere maybe a couple episodes and then you watch them every week.
Yeah,
they decided to drop all episodes at one time, which is what Netflix does. So that this is big for them because they've never dropped everything at one time. So it's gonna be interesting.
Yeah. See, I was also thinking. Hold on, Ellen's just bringing me a nice iron brew.
Thank you. Hey, Ellen. What's up?
And a picnic. Love you.
And a picnic. There you go.
Not a picnic as a picnic, but a chocolate bar over here is called a picnic.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do you get them over there, Gray?
I get picnic, yeah.
You do get a picnic?
Yes.
Not yes, Nick Pick.
Your name is Nick Pick.
one thing I think is really good for this show and the timings is, you know, we all saw Fallout London, the mod.
Yeah, that's come. Yeah.
And it's pretty much
soon.
A full game that they've brought out. And it looks really, really good. Now, I've got a feeling they're going to wait for Fallout, the TV show, to come out. Hopefully it's not a flop and it's amazing. And that would set them on a massive path for people downloading Fallout London.
Sure.
From what I saw of Fallout London, it's absolutely crazy. Now, you won't know this, Gray, because obviously you're from America, but I'm from London. And right. I know all the different areas in London. And what is so weird what they've done with this Fallout London is, yeah, they've broken it down into like play areas, and that's made up a massive map. But the thing is, they've broken it down into areas which you wouldn't, if someone made a game on London, they'd put like Big Ben, they would put like the River Thames, or they would have Tower Bridge, Tower of London. These are big landmarks in London, everyone at the Shard, yeah, that everyone knows. They haven't done that. What they've done is they've taken whole areas of different places in London and they've just put them on the map. So like you've got, say, Dalston, which you would never even know where that is. That's like over at Shoreditch sort of area, yeah? Which is a well-known area to Londoners. It's very small and it's very unique. It's like a graffitied area of little cobblestone alleyways and stuff, little shops, very poncy, but also very grimy looking, yeah? And the fact that they've made that as an area, they've got a list of 12 areas. As they've made that as an area, I was like, wow, like that's there. Then they've got, I think they had Wandsworth. Now Wandsworth, yeah, that's not even an area. It's a London area that everyone knows, but it's not an area that you would typically go. If you came to England, you wouldn't go, I want to go to Wandsworth. You'd be like, I want to go to Piccadilly, you know? And the thing is, Wandsworth was an old brewery. So the whole area is a massive brewery and it's a one-way system around it on the river. So I'm thinking there's no real standout buildings in Wandsworth. So are they going to make a certain part of Wandsworth and make it exactly the same? You know?
Yeah.
They've got Embankment and then they've got like, there's all these little areas and it's just intriguing to me how they're going to do this because, like I said, they're not areas where, like if I went to you, oh, Big Ben on the river, you'd see Big Ben and you'd know it because everyone knows it across the world.
Sure. Right.
But if
Big
I said
Ben,
to you,
bridge, all that.
Come to Richmond, you don't know what Richmond is, do you? But if you're from
Virginia.
Where I'm
Is it no. Richmond, Virginia?
So there's a place called Richmond here. It's a very posh area. It's very, very nice. It's like where everybody goes for holiday. So it's like on the river and it's all very, very swanky old-fashioned buildings. It's a massive hill with a massive royal park above it. And it all looks over. The view's massive and it's really, really nice. Now, they're the kind of places they're putting in there. So you're going to get into the game, yeah, Gray, and you're going to be like, oh, Hackney. Don't know what that is. Could be anything. Or you're going to get in there and be like, oh, Shoreditch. I don't know what that is. Camden. Camden's in there, which is the old London stables for all the army back in the day. And it's now a massive stables. It's a famous place where it's all little tiny shops and weird stuff for sale on a canal. Where Peaky Blinders. You know Peaky Blinders, where they come in on to London?
Watch the show, so I might know that one.
Yeah, so... But these are areas. So say you came over for 2 weeks, Gray, and I took you out. I would take you Shoreditch. I would take you to Camden. I would take you to Piccadilly. I would take you to the River Thames and the South Bank. There's certain places I'd take you to, and all of these places are going to be listed in this game. And what I'm saying it means they have to have the details of these places.
I just want to know: is your street in there?
Is my street in there?
Yeah.
No, because I live outside of London. I'm at Heathrow Airport.
Too bad. Well, you know, I think people also forget that this is a mod. These are modders that made this game. This is not the main company. It's not the devs.
But you know what's a good sign about that? Modders are passionate.
Sure.
And do you know what 99% of modders do these mods for? Every single person I know that's been a modder that has done a mod to this level of detail, it's because they want you to prove a point so they can get a job at the gaming company they want. So what they do is if they like Fallout, they'll do a mod for Fallout, and then the people that make Fallout will be like, you've done such an amazing job, we want to bring you aboard. You know? So that's what I think they're up to.
It'd be nice if it is a good mod or game, whether the devs will actually endorse it, sort of, you know, at least verbally.
But that's what I wonder as well. I wonder if it's like, is it just going to release and we all download it for free, or do we download Fallout 4 and then we just download that on Steam and it adds it in?
I don't know exactly. I thought you had to own 4, but then again, I don't know. It might be standalone. So if it's standalone, then you would just download it, play it, and it's free.
Man.
You know, maybe they'll ask for donations or something like that.
Yeah, but it's just weird, though, because, like, surely the creators of Fallout ain't going to let someone use their name, Fallout London, and then download it for free.
Well, I mean, technically, if that was true, then all the modders would all have to stop working.
Could you imagine if it came out, got released day one, and 10 minutes before it got released, Fallout Bethesda were like, sorry, we're not having this. It's under our name. We're closing you down. And everyone was like, you're not having it.
Well, first of all, if they were out to make money on the mod, they would get shut down. But because it's free, you really can't do anything unless you're just flat out trashing the game.
Do you reckon there'd ever be a chance that, like, they might collaborate together and Bethesda then say, look, we've tested it, it's really good, we want to bring it out as a community-made game, and it'll be free, and we'll endorse it, and we'll put it out through our sites for free.
I'm listening to you.
Oh, look, Gray's had a problem. He's on the floor. His dog's there. The fluff ball's come in, and it's attacking him.
The dog grabbed a piece of plastic so I had to get it away from him. Oh, sorry.
It's just like here's cutest little fluffy dog that's the most naughtiest dog.
I want to tell you one thing that might be interesting. Now, imagine if they do the first season, right, and Fallout, and it's great, and it's successful and everything. They're going to be looking for more material to be able to do a season 2, season 3. Hmm. What do you think they're going to do when they see Fallout London? They might want to approach them and go like,
yeah,
maybe like to do a season where it would be London.
That'd be wicked. I'd love that.
All of a sudden, these guys are like instantly famous.
Because I don't know about over there, but over here, if anyone ever does a computer game of London, it's never of London. It's just got Big Ben, it's got the Shard, and it's got the river. It's got none of the around. There was a game that came out years ago called, it was like a gangster game. I can't remember what it was called. The Jobs or something. It's called The Job. I can't remember what it's called. But it was basically like a bit like a Grand Theft Auto game. And it was one of the first 3D games. And it was done in, what the park was it? I can't even think of the name of the park now. That's how crap I am.
3D game?
Yeah. And it was called The Job or something like that. I can't remember what it was called. And it was done in a park. But it was like based on London, but it was nothing like London. It had like two roads that you'd notice from a certain place. But they never are the same. So for me, Fallout London, it's a double whammy because I love Fallout and then I love London. So like it's very rare for me to be able to get into a game and go, oh, I wonder what happens if I go down this road. Is it going to be the same as what happens in real life? Like, is it going to be that shop? You know Lufa, the series? You watch Lufa?
Yeah. Yeah, I haven't seen it, but I know what you're talking about.
Oh, you haven't seen it? Mm. All right. Is it Lufa?
I know about it, though.
Yeah, I think it was Lufa. So there's a scene in that where he thinks someone's getting murdered or something. So he runs down this alleyway with all graffiti. He runs into this tunnel, and he boots the door open. He runs upstairs into the house, and there's like some stuff going on up there. So that feel, I watched that on a Friday with Ellen, and then on the Saturday I take her for lunch as I'm going up to do some work in London, and park my car. We always go to this Chinese restaurant in like Shoreditch, and as we're walking through, I'm like, oh look, this is the alleyway where they film the whole thing, and it's like that's the actual thing we used, and it's got the same stuff, same graffiti on the walls, it's exactly the same, and it's really weird to see when you're in where a set's been filmed, and I know a lot of them over London, so. For me to get into Fallout London and see it, it's going to be really cool, man. I'm proper going to be on it.
You're going to be streaming that one, I know.
Yeah, definitely, man. Definitely. We'll have to get the old do-do-do-do-do-do. You know, the fighting. Oh, it should be good.
I'm going to have to start working on some sound clips that'll all be, you know, London-esque.
Yeah, okay. I've been streaming again recently, but because of my timing, I can't get down a proper time to stream. It's random. So it's just like people don't come back in because it's just too random for them. If I'm not streaming from 11 till 3, when it's like all of the normal people working, from 3 onwards, I'm just dead. Like there's no one around. So I just stream it now. And if people are around, they're around. And if they're not, or not, I normally get a sub from a few people, which I appreciate. Like people are dropping, give me a sub and leave. That's all cool. Dead Sky says, I did that with Division 2. When I went to Washington last year, it was great to spot places I knew, and even in all. Yo, cheers, dude.
It's very detailed as far as Division 2.
Was it really?
In New York, when the DLC came out, they took a part of New York, and they did that, and everything is detailed down with the buildings and everything. It's pretty cool.
Cool. Yeah. Just a nice guy. So, I noticed that you put something in last week, and we missed it, didn't we? We missed it, Gray. So I'm going to do that right now for you, dude, because we totally and utterly missed it. And I noticed it was on the notes afterwards. It's actually on the notes now, but we're going to get to that now because I know you're here and you might not be here in a little while. So Just a Nice Guy sent this question in, but I'm going to read it out off of his message today. And he says, let's talk about our Lord and Savior Elite Dangerous and the next up and coming update that will add some new ships. Any chance you guys will check them out or nah? And when are the streams being regular? I was just talking about that. So Just a Nice Guy, they've said that they're going to be bringing out these new ships. Gray, what do you think about new ships? Is it too little too late? Are they going to
too little too late, but I'll take it.
I don't see what them ships are going to bring to the party, because they've pretty much covered all the bases and areas of them ships. Like, what can them ships, is any of them going to be faster than the last ships? Is any of them going to be carry
more
weight?
We don't know enough about it. They just said there's going to be 4 ships, but they only revealed 1 picture of 1 ship. They haven't shown the other 3. So we really don't know what it's about or anything. Plus, they said they're coming out with some big new updates, they're calling it. They're not, again, they're not letting on what that's supposedly going to be, except that they said that they're redoing the whole political structure of the game.
Now, that's what I wanted to touch on. So you yourself, the guy that said that they had a 10-year plan and that 10-year plan's coming to the end now, and they couldn't do anything up until this point because they had a plan they had to stick to. So they're released from their contract probably from whenever, say, this update comes out. Now, I'm so hoping, because they've said there's going to be a political update. Now, I don't really see what they can do in-game for a political update, but they can open up the BGS for us. And I think they've run their story crap for a long time now, haven't they? They've been going on about the Fargoids and doing this. And I was saying to Trub the other day, Trub was going, it's amazing, LLE. You go to this area and you see the clouds and you see this thing blowing up and you see this, you see that. We had to pick up like missiles and take them over to this place. But for me, I understand people like that storyline. But for me, it's like, I don't want to keep traipsing around the galaxy, picking stuff up and dropping stuff off. And that's all you do is pick up and drop off or fight Fargoids.
You do that enough in your own job.
Yeah, exactly. So it's almost like that's boring to me. And maybe it's not boring to other people, but it is to me. Now, I'm really, really, really hoping that the 10-year cycle's over. They're now free to do what they want. If in an ideal world, what I think they should do, and it would make me probably destroy the whole of our server, turning it back into a Elite Dangerous server. but if they opened up the black and they made it a subscription, even if it was £10 a month, there would be a lot of people jump over. They would only need a small dev team, jump over onto there, and we'll all get in and we'll start a war and we'll go out. Because if it's all in the bubble, that's a pain in the ass. But if they open the black up for us to say, Gray, we all get on Gray's fleet carrier. He takes us right out into the corner of a galaxy in the middle of nowhere. We start taking over systems till we're massive. And then we go to war with other systems. That would be absolutely amazing, wouldn't it?
I think so. I hope that's kind of what they're going for.
I was trying to explain to Trub in the car, the BGS on the way up to Manchester the other day. And I was trying to say to him, like, look, at the time, Trub, you didn't even know what was going on. I said, like, he said, yeah, but you was putting out orders every morning, weren't you? You and Al. I said, yeah, I was putting orders out to the people in the community that were playing. But then we had a secret group that was doing something opposite. to try and because otherwise the other people we was fighting against were counteracting us and we didn't know how. So we had a spy. So we put a secret layer on. But then on the secret layer, we'd have a group of people doing something else. But then we had a secret layer, which was just me, Gray, and like two others. And we would have mercenaries where we're getting money in game and we're paying groups of like 100 people to go off and attack different people. So they don't. So then people come into our Discord. They think we're doing something else because that's all they can see. But really, we're manipulating all sorts of stuff on the outside of that. And Trub was like, man, it is deep. Like, that's deep. He was like, I don't think that's going to happen in Star Citizen.
He said that.
Yeah. Justin Ice Guy said, and Dead Sky. Dead Sky said first, Python 2 is more of a fighter than Python 1. Justin Ice Guy says, there's a rumor that they're going to add a ship so big it surpasses the Cutter and Type 10 in cargo space. I heard...
That would be pretty big.
Yeah, but they've done a trick. I heard that they're bringing out a cargo ship that's massive. It's so big, yeah, and it allows you to carry so much more cargo, but you can only drive it manually. You can't auto-land. When you drive through the letterbox, you can't have it auto-go through. You have to do it manually. So it's sort of like a trade-off for much more cargo, but... You need higher skill to get it there, you know? Which would be good. That'd be good.
Yeah, that'd be cool. Yeah. Yeah. I'd like that. I wonder if the landing pads would be big enough to support it.
Yeah, well, they'd have to change a few things. Before.
Yeah, they'd have to change the landing pad and make it bigger because some of them fill up the whole thing.
Yeah. Dead Sky says, how will it go through the hole? The Beluga has trouble. So they said it will be like a couple of inches off the top and bottom, but the ship will be much wider. So you really have to get it through the flap.
Well, the other thing it could be, too, is maybe you can't land it at every station. You're going to only be able to land it at certain ones because it's so big.
Mm.
It could be, too, which would be kind of cool because it could add another layer to the game. How do you have to land here, but you still have to get other cargo off of it and bring it to different places. So,
well,
I mean, I hope it's going to be what it is. If they do the update and it falls flat again, then it's like, oh, I'm done. It's like,
yeah.
We're already kind of done, but we're hopeful. Now it's going to, if they don't do something good, then we're done.
Yeah. Just quickly, Erican, thank you for that sub, man. 48 months. He says, sup, peeps. You caught me out there, man. You sneaky man. You caught me out. Where I've been streaming, I forgot to turn off the alerts again. So it just came on. I was like, what is that?
I didn't hear it. I didn't have the audio.
But thank you for that, mate. Appreciate it. I hope you're well. We was having a discussion the other day about Star Citizen and Elite Dangerous. If Elite Dangerous do bring out the BGS and they open up to what we all want, is it too little too late already? Is it too far in the distance like EVE Online? Mm-hmm. And then we also said, look at how big the Black is in Elite Dangerous. Can Star Citizen ever compete with that level of exploration?
Probably not, since it's 1-to-1. So it's the actual... They had
1% of Elite Dangerous's planet, which is massive still, but tiny compared to Elite Dangerous. It's the way you play Star Citizen. Your ship jumps to certain areas. You don't actually explore. So, you know, a bit of a tricky situation going on. I don't know how they would do that.
I think in the game, if they're gonna open up the Black and allow us to go into some other areas, most likely it's going to have to be somewhat curtailed as to what systems we can go to open it up, because they can't possibly open up the whole Milky Way.
Yeah,
it'd be like you would end up doing, you know, taking over here and never being able to fly back in time.
Yeah, see, I think in Star Citizen, what they'll do is, because if you notice in Star Citizen, they're having areas. So at the moment, it's Pyro coming, and we're in Stanton, and that's got its whole system there, and it's got a whole system there. I think the only way they'd be able to do it, Gray, is if they had an empty system, basically, which doesn't have anything in it, no life in it, but it's just hundreds of planets, millions of planets. And when you go into when you jump from Jump Gate out of that system to this system, you sort of jump into the black area of like Elite Dangerous, and then there'll be no jump gates going forward, so you'd have to fly manually to these places. Sure. That would be a good I think that'd be a good way for them to do it. But Star Citizen, I'm not gonna lie, they always come up with some crazy ass way of doing stuff. So I'm sure because they want to do it where it's like realistic enough that you have to wait the time. Like I bought a whole sea. I don't know if you know this, anyone. I bought a whole sea because they've released them now, so you can buy them in game. A whole sea, the most cargo I've got on my ship is on a C2, and that is about 700 cargo just under, which is massive. So this whole C, you could fit 4,000 cargo on it. But to counteract, you getting loads of money, it's such a big ship, yeah, great. It has to unfold. It all unfolds. And once it's unfolded, you can't take it on a planet. So you can only go to a... Instead of going to a planet, you can only go to a certain space station. And then what you have to do is you have to get off the ship. To make the money up, it takes you time. So you have to get off the ship. You have to dock it, get off the ship, which takes time. Go all the way through, buy your goods, go back to your ship, fly away, and then it will give you a landing bay. And then you'll go to a square in the middle of space, and then you have to wait about 20 minutes while all your boxes load up. Then you fly it to the other place, and you then reverse it. So they've cut it out so that it's you can only do so much in so much time, you know?
Yeah.
So you can't make loads of money.
That's good, though. It makes sense, because like real trucks have to pull into stops like that or large areas, you know, to unload. So you got to work for it.
Yeah.
In other words.
Dead Sky said, with Elite Dangerous, it's what they should have done with the BGS years ago. It will affect everything, which has done nothing up until now. Either that or they'll just copy and paste the systems. Well, the thing is, with Elite Dangerous, they've got this bubble where everybody's in and everything's in there and it's packed. And then they've got, which is like tiny little part of space. And then they've just got this massive, humongous, that's not even 1% of the space. And they've got all this space that's free, which you can't do nothing with. It just seems pointless, you know?
Yeah. I mean, they opened up Colonia, you know, which is cool, but they never really went further than that. And they didn't even develop Colonia entirely.
Yeah.
So we should be allowed to go in and just develop it ourselves. That's what would be cool. If we could go to a system and start from absolute scratch.
Even, that's a good idea. Even, like, obviously if they open up the black, that's a bit much. But they could even, they started putting jump bridges, didn't they, from the bubble to Colonia. Right. If they did that, and on the way there, if they opened up a second bubble in Colonia, and they allowed everybody to move across. But the thing is, you can't move across there because you can't move from our system to that system.
Well, you can travel there in a fleet carrier. That's what.
No, but you can't. We're the Extreme Order of Light in Lamana.
Right.
We can't expand into areas out there unless we can expand out. So, what you know what they should do then? Do you know what they should do? They should triple the size of the bubble. So from this size to this size. And then we can all start going into the extra areas.
Yeah.
That's a nice compromise.
They would have to eliminate it to some extent. Like I said, they can't. They're one-to-one. So they can't sit there and just go like, oh, the whole Milky Way is open now. So they would have to really, game-wise, they would have to make pockets, like you said. You know, like this system, that system. One farther away, one not as far.
Even if they had like the bubble there and they had like straws. Like, so going north, you'd have a circle of systems going up, circular systems going down and out. And then they would branch off from that as they fill up. That would be a good idea. Sure. They could really turn that into a real serious game, man.
They should be paying us for all these great ideas.
Yeah, man. Right, we need to move on. We've got too much to talk about. Just a nice guy. Hope that was good for you, mate. Right, moving on. I want to talk about a game that I've been playing. Gray, did you like the original Doom?
The old one?
The face like this.
Yeah, the old. Yeah. Of course, I played it all.
You see your face?
Yeah, I know. I get it.
You know, I know you clipped that. You've written that in your notebook straight away, haven't you?
Yeah.
I want you to get a screenshot of that and put it in the... Someone get a screenshot of that and put it in the Discord Gen Chat now. That was the funniest face ever. So, Doom, the original Doom. Pixelated Doom, yeah? They've brought a new game out. It's not new. I don't think it's new. It's new on Xbox Game Pass. That's new enough for me because it's free. Called Bolton. Warhammer 40,000 Bolton. Have you heard of this?
No.
Oh, my God.
I've heard of the character. I mean, I heard of Bolton.
Mate, it's just a complete and utter copy of Doom. Fast-paced, lots of guns, lots of gore, lots of running around, moving around secret doors. It's exactly like it.
Like Warhammer. But
it's set in Warhammer. But it does seem actually like Doom. And the thing is, I've played through probably about 4 or 5 levels. And it's got the timing at the end. It's got how much percentage of enemies you killed. It's got the level of difficulty you did it on. It was really, really good. Cheers, Eric, for that, mate. 100 bits. Thank you, mate. And this game, it's just a fast-paced, fun game to play. The only thing that's missing is they haven't done the face when you get hurt. So you don't have your face, and it doesn't get all battered up as your eyes bleeding and that as you start dying. Yeah. And what they have done, though, is they've done... Because I don't play Warhammer 40,000. But what they've done is, for the health, they've got, like, a shield and then they've got health. But they're, like, two different things. And you know how in Doom you'd run around and you'd get the little helmets for shields?
Yeah.
And it'd go beep, 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 beep as you're picking everything up. It does that, but they're different. They're like, different tokens. One thing I did really like about this game, obviously, it's made to be on the original Doom, like the similar style graphics. And what do I do all the time? I go straight into the graphic settings and try and turn them up, don't I? Now, this has two settings that you don't see on any other games. It's got pixelation, and I can't think of the other one. The other one was like distortion or something. It was like, I can't remember what it was. It's got another name. But what it does is, so you can play the game where you slide the slider up to make your graphics crisp, or you can slide it down to make it pixelated. And then you can slide one up to make the colours really vibrant and bright, or you can turn it down to... So you can have like a really serious, like, proper old school 80s... it's like a retro slider. You can play
like 4-bit, 8-bit, 12-bit.
Yeah, yeah. You can literally slide it up and down, and it goes... The pixels literally get bigger, and it's more blurry, or you can have it really far down, and you've got really crisp graphics.
That's funny.
But the thing is, I put it onto the crisp graphics to start with, but then it didn't seem right because it was like the foreground was really crisp, but then the background was pixelated. but the game, it's on Xbox Game Pass. It's got some real nice achievements on there, and it's
that's why you played it.
Yeah, yeah, that's why I started playing it. But I can only say this is how I feel about it. I really liked the original Doom, but I can't go back and keep playing it because I'm bored of it because I've done it so many times over the years. You know, that got to the point when that would come out as like shareware and stuff, and you'd play it again and you play it again and you play it again.
Yeah.
And you can hear that noise of the doors opening and the monster going, or whatever. Like, you could just hear that in your head every time. But in this, it was fresh. It was like, I felt like I was playing Doom, but there was new monsters. Even the, like, the buildings and tunnels you go through and the areas you go through, they're not the same as Doom, but they feel the same. It's really, really weird. But if you want to quit a game that you just want to have a bit of fun with, get through quickly, get achievements, and just literally batter it, because you pick up all different guns as well. So I've had an auto rifle, a shotgun, I got a pulse gun, you got different grenades. Really, really fun. So I really think you should try this game just for one level, Gray, just so that you can see what I think.
Yeah.
I actually think it's
they have the old style graphics where you know how the score, they had the score like on
yeah
the
yeah
side,
yeah
like how many points those were funny
on yeah the it's old like game. That like, and I'm telling you, I think if you try it, I think you'll actually be quite surprised how much you like it. I don't think it holds attention for a long time. For me, I've played for about 5 levels and then I got a bit bored of it, but up until that point it was pretty fun. Probably because I didn't unlock any achievements yet, and I was like, "Well, when's it going to unlock? When's it going to unlock?" And it didn't. So,
Can you use game stick on that?
Sorry,
instead of keyboard and mouse, can you use game stick like a gamepad?
Yeah, you could if you want. Yeah,
because I have one, and I think it might work better on that.
But you don't use a keyboard and mouse, do you? You use trackball.
That's right, but it's still a mouse. It's just a trackball.
But that's called Bolton Warhammer 40,000. It's pretty good. Check it out. Right. I believe, Gray, you want to talk about a little bit about an update on Enshrouded.
Yeah, just a little bit. Yeah, I was
because you're at the same level as me now, isn't it? You've completed everything.
Yeah, 25. I've done. I mean, there's areas here and there that are still black that I haven't gotten into. But basically, there's no more missions. I'm already at 25. I've got a load of cool weapons and whatnot.
Have you completed every area? You must have completed every area. I mean, so did you go right around the map and then you ended up... I thought it was quite funny because as you explore, you go around the map, but it sort of unlocks like left, then up, then right, then down,
yeah,
then
you just kind of go like this.
Yeah, and then end up right back at the start, where you started.
The thing about when you get up to that kind of level, it's like the left half of the map is like really easy because you're at 25. You just mowed everybody down, or whatever. And then as you get to the second half in the far right, You actually hit some enemies that are level 30.
Yeah, yeah.
Even though you can't go past really 25.
Yeah, you hit them in the corner, bottom right corner, didn't you?
Yeah, and there's also some weapons. I think I got one where you can get a level 27 weapon as opposed to level 25. Yeah, I have one. I think one. So it's pretty cool if you want to run around. Now, I didn't discover every single cave and every single dungeon. But for the most part, I would say I probably revealed like at least 80%.
Did you complete every mission?
Oh, yeah, everyone.
Did you build everything in your base?
Well, that's the one thing I like about this game that we talked about last time. I didn't have to build squat. I just went to an existing city, put my altar down, expanded its boundaries. That's it. I'm there.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is, did you buy everything that you can build? Like, as in, workstations?
When the missions were going on, they kept on going after the blocks, right? The 7 or 8 or 9 or whatever different blocks. Mm-hmm. So I collected all those. I didn't really use them much, but I collected them all.
Yeah. I'm talking about that because what I was going to go to say is I didn't notice this. It just happened, and I missed it or I didn't take notice of it. I'm not sure. But you know you need flax.
Yeah.
It's like a flower.
Right.
Now, when you get that flax, you can put it on a little... It's like a little table and chair, isn't it?
Yeah, and for linen. You make
and
linen.
And it gives linen, yeah? But if you go into your menu and you look at your crafting people at some of their new stuff that they've got, you can actually get a spinning wheel. Did you know that?
Yeah, I saw that.
The spinning wheel is the same as the little table, but it does it faster and it has more.
Yeah, in fact, there was some things that even the farmer was telling me that she could do. She said, now you can get like better fertilizer to grow your plants faster.
Yeah.
But I wasn't being a farmer. The only thing that I did that was cool was the base I had already had a farm.
Mm.
So all I had to do was go over there and just plant maybe 2 or 3 different plants that I needed for crafting. And then I didn't do anything else. And by the way, in the entire game, I never ate a single meal.
Never. Really?
The only thing I ate was a couple of berries once in a while or drank some water. But otherwise, I didn't cook a single piece of meat and eat it at all the whole game.
But you know why you're supposed to do that, don't you?
Yeah, it gives you buffs and stuff.
Yeah, so you must have found it hard then because...
Well, yeah, it was a little hard here and there.
The way I did that, you know, you get the what they call the spires.
Yeah.
And what you do is you fast travel to a spire, don't you? And then you go to the top of the spire and then you glide off the spire.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I've been doing a lot of that.
But every time you glide off the spire, that game was very well decided and made out that you, if you don't take the certain right supplements before you jump, you don't make it to the areas. But if you do, you'll get 20% further. Did you know that?
Yeah, I saw some of the... Like, I was heavy on the potions more than the food.
So what you should have is every time you go to fly, you should always have water because it gives you a...
Stamina.
Yeah, higher stamina boost, level. Yeah.
Well, what I did was I had the water if I needed it. But what I did was I went after different pieces of armor that or rings. That, you know, you have the special rings you can find.
Yeah.
And all this garbage. And some of these rings will build stamina regeneration or health regeneration. So I would get those, so I didn't have to worry as much about eating the food. I was getting, you know, regenerated.
Eric says, you fall to your death. I really like Enshrouded. You fall to your death. Yeah, but the reason why you fell to your death is because you need to take the water, a strawberry, a mushroom, or whatever. You can have 3 bits of food at any one time, and that will give you buffs on certain areas.
Yeah.
So if you go for, like, water and some meat and something else, you find you make it, if you make it over that far, you know?
Mostly I just ate the berries. Those stupid purple berries are everywhere. So I just sat there eating berries mostly and stuff. And then heavy on the potions. I have every potion, so I would just use those.
Eric must be at the same level as us. He says he's got the ghost glider, which is the glider where you can actually press a button and it will take you up into the sky again.
Yeah, it gives you a boost, little updraft.
Yeah.
Yeah, that glider is cool. You can go pretty far with that thing. That's pretty neat.
The thing is, there's a lot of people that have snuck around and got that in the beginning of the game.
Yeah, I didn't get it at the beginning. I found out about it, and I probably got it maybe when I was about 2/3 of the way in.
Did you find, and Eric, as you're listening, you can answer this as well. Did any of you two find shortcuts to ways to do things over doing them the proper way?
The only thing I can think of was I started discovering how you could farm some of the chests. And then I heard somebody say something about the level 25 chest out in the Kindle Waste. So I was going like, ooh, what's that? So traveling out there was hard because I didn't have the ghost glider at the time. So it was tough. I mean, I couldn't, I'm sitting there running my butt off all over the place trying to find a way to get out there.
It's when them green ones come at you with a hatchet. And do you know what? Have any of you got the hatchets yet?
I did get one or two, but...
Like the bad guys carry.
Yeah.
Yeah,
because
I
didn't
got
use
green
them
one.
Because I had higher level pieces.
Yeah, that's what I did.
I started off right away when I saw some of these enemies. I like range fighters, so I just went all up the skill tree on the range. And I had some great bows.
Well,
great
I've got
arrows.
Chests. I've got empty magic chests, and they're full of my weapons from the beginning. Because I was wondering if the devs at some point will put in the game mannequins so you can put your weapons and armor onto the mannequins. And obviously, you know, I'm like, I want to collect all of them. So every weapon type that I found, I've stored in a chest.
What I did is that when I got to the point where I was farming some of the weapons, you know, when you salvage them, you get runes.
Yeah.
Okay. So I would sit there and I would just find these things and immediately just trash them, make runes. I had like 2,000 runes before
I did
knew
that
it.
As well at the beginning. And then I started getting high level weapons. I was like, well, I don't know if I want to get rid of this. I'm not going to use it, but I want it to look good in my wall. But also, like Eric said, he went for a magic user, and he was thinking the same thing, a bit like Skyrim, how you've got the mannequins with the stuff. But also, did anybody do this mistake I made? So when it came to killing one of the really high-end bosses, which is like, it's like a ghoul ghosty thing that floats, and it throws things at you, and it just kills you instantly, and it just keeps coming at you.
Name.
I can't remember what it's called.
Yeah, I don't remember either.
But,
my head.
I forgot what I was even going to say now. What was
it's
I even going
to throw you? You were going to say about how you figured out their distance, how far they travel.
Yeah. So basically, I found out that if you hit it and then keep within a certain distance, it will chase you, but it'll only chase you so far. And then what happens is it gets to the edge of its like run zone, and then it won't throw things at you. You just shoot it. I just shot it. I shot it and killed it. The spinning scythe. So that's the one. No, what I was going to say, Gray, was did anyone do this? So I killed that first one of them because I needed, I wanted the head for a trophy. So I get back to my base and I'm like, oh, I'm going to have a new trophy to put on my, because you can, any monsters you killed that are bosses, you can get their head and you can put it on a plaque. And if you get three of them, you can make them silver. If you get four of them, you can make them gold. Did you know that?
Oh, I didn't know that part because I have multiples of heads. I just keep
them. Yeah, so
chest.
If you get the first head, when you put the first head on the plaque, it will actually unlock a second plaque and you'll need to get three heads. But the second plaque will be bronze and it will be bigger. And then you get another three and it will be silver and it will be bigger. And then you get gold and it's bigger. So you can have
any of that stuff.
Yeah, so you can have different levels of stuff. So if you come in my house, there's like gold and silver versions of it. But because I was collecting all the heads, what I did is it took me ages to kill this scythe-throwing, ghouly, floating mofo, what happened was I killed it, and I got excited, I went back to my base, and then I was like, oh, I'm going to make a trophy. So I put his head on the plaque, put it on the wall to unlock the silver ones or whatever. And then I went over to my altar.
Flame altar?
Yeah, I went to my flame altar, and it went,
you find out you need
to
a head.
Upgrade, you need a head. And I was like, I thought, oh, I can't find another one. So
they,
I need
should
to
have,
go-
they should have allowed you to take it off the plaque.
Yeah,
but I guess
so now I've got to go back, and that's one thing I haven't done is gone back to kill that monster again.
See, I didn't know anything about the plaque, so I was lucky. I just kept on collecting the stupid heads, and then I found out at the altar's asking for the heads.
You've not put any on your wall?
Yeah, I haven't done any of that.
Oh, man,
I'm not a builder, so I don't really care. I just find some good place. I had three bases, each one at a different city. I had my main one that I went to a lot, where I kept all my people, you know. Then I had two other ones, but I didn't have to build nothing. I just went in there, took over.
But maybe, I feel like maybe, now that you know the game, maybe you should try, like I did. I went out to the desert area, to a really high part of the mountain, and I built a base there, really big, intricate base. Because you'll probably find that you actually will like the building. It's so easy to build in this game.
Yeah, now that I've done everything and I'm waiting for them to do whatever expansion that they do, I might try that.
Did you see the guy that hacked the game?
Did I see the what?
He didn't hack the game, so to speak, but he said, I've hacked the game. What he'd done is he kept moving his altar, moving it, and he built pathways in the sky.
Oh, yeah, that was, yeah, I put that video in. That's Game It Out, that guy from Game It Out. He does that crazy stuff all the time. And actually, what you can do, Nick, I haven't done this, but I saw a guy doing the video, similar to what you just said. What he did is he built a stairway, then he made a platform and put the altar. Then he went up and he did it again. Then he went, but this time he only went straight up. He wasn't building a bunch of other junk.
Yeah.
So he went straight up, and then he was so high in the sky that with the ghost glider he could fly to anywhere on the map because he was so high.
Yeah. Did you hear me shouting, by the way?
Did you hear your shout? Who?
Oh, because basically there's my kids have just come back from cadets and they're having some kind of warfare downstairs.
I didn't hear it.
So I had to tell everyone to shut up.
Here's the thing that we found out, though. This guy did this, and he could fly wherever he wanted to on the map. However, at a certain point, the lower parts of the stairs that he built will start to despawn.
Do they?
Yeah,
because they're outside of his square.
No, I'm not really sure. He just noticed that there's a limit. I think he said it was 3 or 4 hours game time hours, and then it would start to devolve from the bottom up. It would start to just disintegrate.
Oh right.
So he couldn't keep the stairway. It would be good for a while, but then had to like.
Because you know what I've done? So I went to the highest mountain, and then I built a big square platform, and then I built a building on top of that, and it went out bigger because I didn't have enough space. And I put all of my stuff around this building, and then out the back I made 4 doors, and out the back one of them I made another building, and then I made a staircase, like a spiral staircase, just going up. And I just made it go up and
jump
up.
Jump out the tower.
And it just goes up as high as possible. And it's not finished yet. I was waiting for the game to be updated and I'll do some more stuff to it.
That's cool.
But yeah, Enshrouded, everybody.
Well, what I was going to say that I didn't get a chance to say was good. Enshrouded. And they said that they're going to release the roadmap for what they're going to do in the future sometime soon. So in other words, it'll get an overview of kind of what they're going to be doing in the coming months and years or whatever.
Because that game will be that I can 100% tell you that's a game that's a keeper. That's the kind of game where when they bring something out, everybody plays it. It goes popular again. Even if they, do you know what? If they brought it out and they was like, oh, it's £30 to bring out the next half of the map, I'd pay it straight away.
Yeah, I probably would too. It's pretty good, and the price is reasonable. But what's cool about it is you and I were talking off the podcast. When you look at the map, this first release only covers 25% of the map.
So not even that. I wouldn't even say it's that.
Well, I'm just saying maybe. So now they could repeat this at least 3 more times. Yeah. If they do 25 each time.
And that's what they're going to do. If you notice on the map, if you've unlocked all, have you gone around the border of the map where you can go? Because have you been up on the mountains in the snow?
Yeah. And I went and I tried to go like further and then it tells you can't
go. You get a wall come up saying, we haven't completed this part of the map yet. Turn back.
Go back.
But if you go straight ahead in the middle of the map, there's an actual massive gateway going straight through.
I see that.
So there's a massive, massive gateway, and the shroud is still red. And it's like there's all these spires, but they're not even built yet. The outside of them's there, but you can't go inside of them. So you can clearly see they're going to have another section through there. So I tried to sneak through there and see if I could get in, but it wouldn't let me. I tried to drill through the wall, but it wouldn't let me. so I wanted to get a sneak preview to see if we can do it. But I'm sure what they're going to do is they're going to bring out more building blocks. They're going to bring out more monsters and they're going to bring out more biomes. And I'm sure, because a lot of people keep bringing it up, there's no water in the game. So I'm sure that they're focusing on getting water and rivers and stuff on other parts of it.
And it's kind of weird when you think about it, because that's a big chunk of the map and yet you don't see
no water.
Any water?
Nah, but you've got to realize, though, a lot of the areas in Shroud, so you don't really notice how much space is wasted in the Shroud, because you don't want to go in there, you'd run through it.
Yeah, exactly.
Eric says a frozen biome would sound good.
I'm sure they're going
to
do that.
Dead Sky, he says, sounds like everyone needs to go back to Minecraft. It is like Minecraft, but a million times better graphics.
I wonder if they'll do like an underwater one. That might be rough, but that would be kind of cool.
They could there's just so much they could do with that game.
Yeah.
Do you know what you could do? They could go into a section with digging where you have to dig your own way through certain areas and stuff. That would be pretty cool. The maze, like dig your way out.
You know, speaking of digging, I went to this one thing where I had to go to the temple and I'm wandering around. It says it's there and I'm like, I'm going where? You know, so then it said it was below, and I'm going like below where I could, and so I just put myself on top of wherever it was, and I dug straight.
Yeah, and you know what I did? But I did this randomly, yeah. So I kept walking around, and it's saying it's over there, it's over there. And anyway, it says above, it's below, it's below, it's below. And I was like, well, I can't find it. I looked for door entrances, I couldn't find it. So I just got to where it was like the center point of where it said you're there, like 1 meter within it, and I was outside on top of a hill. And I just dug straight down. You know what happened? It was actually, you know, the End Sun Temple, the really big temple.
Yeah.
I just dug down. And then as I came through the ceiling, I fell down and I landed on top of the golden chest. And I was like, open, got it. Yeah.
Luck.
And then
luck,
as I looked out, you could see all the demons and stuff down the other end. Yeah. And I just ran past everybody on the way out.
You know, I think what's cool about this game is all the things you and I have been saying. They let you discover all these different ways to do things, and they don't stop you from doing it. That's what I like.
Yeah, because some games would be like, they'd put an invisible wall in there to basically say that you can't do this. Dead Sky said, you lucky, lucky bar steward.
But it was fun just digging through junk just to see if you could find. I had to do one time, what was it? I got stuck in the shroud. I was running out of time. So I started digging like at an angle because I could see that there was light. But I couldn't run up there. I just kept digging it like this at an angle until I could walk out. Yeah.
Nah, it's really cool. Dead Sky and Erican, it's really good to have you in the chat, dudes. We need to get you back into the games with us, man. You need to get back in the games with us. We're all on every night. Where are you?
Erican's been busy for like a year.
We miss you guys, man.
Do you want me to go on to the other bit of news?
Or? Yeah, go on, get on to your other bit of news.
Okay, so this is something that everybody's been waiting for. There was a game, it's called Ghost of Tsushima. It came out 4 years ago.
I keep hearing about this game, man.
I know, I've been hearing about it since it came out, and I couldn't play it because I didn't have PlayStation or anything. So I didn't even know this was going to get to PC, to be honest with you. And all of a sudden, they made an announcement that they're putting it out on PC come May 16th for everybody, except that the Ghost of Tsushima game on PC is going to be so much better than the PS5 because it's going to be able to do all kinds of things. And they're adding a little bit of new material.
For 1 second. So Eric just put in the chat, I know. He said, I will. And then he said, cue hands. Now, can I just point out, is this what I've been seeing all across the Discord?
Yes.
I don't know what has been going on, man. All I keep seeing is salty, 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 salt, salt,
Sony,
more salt.
Sony pony salt, yes.
And it's just hands ripping everyone about how salty they are. Am I right in believing? Because I really don't know what's going on. That PlayStation, everything's coming to PC.
Okay, so essentially what happens is PlayStation comes out with their PlayStation exclusive, except that the exclusive only will go like maybe whatever, and it'll only go 3 or 4 years, and then they port it to PC. So the Sony people that are stalwart, you know, PS5 fans, whatever.
They're all like, oh, we got it, you ain't.
Right, but even though the game is 4 years old, they still don't want it to go to PC, and they say that they're being screwed because it's not exclusive anymore. Meanwhile, whenever they bring it to PC, it makes another gazillion dollars for the people that made the game. You can't. I mean, I think it's very silly. I mean, how staunch they are.
But that's not true because it is still exclusive. It was exclusive to them for the first 4 years. Normally, an exclusive is only like a year, and then it goes out wherever it goes. It normally goes platinum or whatever, and then it goes all cheap and everywhere, doesn't it?
Yeah, I mean, if they want to complain for a game that came out 6 months later, it went to PC, or maybe a year. Okay, I get it. But 4 years? I mean, be quiet already. Who cares?
I wonder how many... I mean, if you're a Sony PlayStation guy listening to this, send us a message.
No, but I mean, look, hey, I got a PlayStation just to play those two games I really like ahead of time before PC. And now that Horizon Forbidden West is coming out on PC, I bought it. And I'm going to play it, you know, again when it comes out. So it's not that I just couldn't wait. So I did PlayStation. I get it, but I just don't understand. When you're waiting 3-4 years, I mean, come on already. I think some of them are more angry at is the fact that when it does get to PC, since you can do all kinds of different things on PC and make the game look really, really good, you know, they're kind of jealous of that because you can't do that on a PlayStation.
Yeah.
You can do lots
Dead Sky says what gets him is all the games are made on PC, then they're ported to the consoles.
Yeah. Huh. Now, the biggest thing is, you know, the port itself. But from what I understand,
they're normally crap, aren't they?
Right. I think the company's called Nix's. Anyway, they're supposed to be.
Oh, don't bring me into this.
No, but they're supposed to be experts at porting the game, so this should be a good port. But I rarely ever pre-order a game, and I went ahead and pre-ordered this because I've been seeing so much good stuff on it.
Yeah.
And then when I started reading about all the improvements that they're going to do with the PC version, I was going like, "Whoa, this is going to be neat."
Yeah.
So I just did it. I just went and did it. So when May 16th comes around, I'll be playing it and reporting it here on the podcast.
I feel a bit dry with games at the moment. It's nothing really captivating me at the moment. So I'm just like jumping from one to the other. But it's good for the podcast because I've got a lot of games to talk about.
Yeah. Well, look, and Enshrouded came out, Power came out, everybody went nuts, you know, and stuff, and they still are. So, you know, that's been good. But there's some other games. Other games are coming. So that'll be fun.
Yeah. Right. Let's move on. I've been excited for this part of the podcast.
Okay.
So, we actually had a question which was not related to the podcast at all, from Deathwalker, and it's actually about ghosts. So if you don't like ghosts and stuff, that's what we're going to talk about for a minute, because I think this is just well funny. It's a shame we haven't got Ross and Trev here at the moment to get involved with us.
Well, we could always do a ghost two another time.
Yeah, but I'll yeah, maybe we could ask them next week. But I'll read out the question and then we'll go from there. So Deathwalker says, question for the pod. Do you believe in ghosts, and do you have any ghost stories? This came about because one of my colleagues at work had an electric keyboard play in a classroom with no one there. Now, I do find that quite funny because, now, Gray, I don't believe in ghosts, do you?
I don't really. I do agree that there is some little things that might be unexplained, perhaps, but not to the degree.
See, I don't believe in ghosts. Yeah. I would love to believe they're there. I'd love to believe in a god, but for the life I've lived, I just haven't seen it, yeah? And just before we go into ghosts, my mum died at 65, yeah? Or 56, I've even got that wrong. 56, my mum died, yeah? It was about 12 years ago, I'll say it now. And basically, my mum was always chasing there being an afterlife for certain reasons. And so she'd go to all these different mediums, blah, blah, blah. My mum died at 56 of cancer, and she had it all over her. And basically, she said to me before she died, she went, if there's a way that I can let you know that there's an afterlife, yeah, she said, I will let you know. The curtains will twitch when there's no windows open. Something will happen, but you'll know I'm there, yeah? And I was like, all right. Me and my mum was like that. And she told me all this stuff that she's going to do. She actually told me she was going to come back and haunt me. And that's not happened either. Jeez. So that was a very last words to me. But I'm going to come and haunt you. But nothing's ever happened. But I do have a very serious ghost story, which I don't even believe myself. But it happened, and it's fucking weird. That's the only way I can explain it with that swear word, sorry.
Put the dollar in the jar.
So, just catching up with the chat before I get into this. I don't believe until it happens to me, then it doesn't work. Right, so this is my story. Have you got any ghost stories, O'Gray, you can tell us?
Yeah, maybe, but I got a feeling yours is going to be better. But go ahead.
Mine's just weird. It's not even a ghost. It's just weird. So, all right, this is what happened. So, before I was with Ellen, I was with an ex-partner. And basically, we lived at her mum's house. Her dad didn't live there. It was just her mum. And it was a really, really posh place called Sheen Court in Richmond. £1 million flats, like, really all gated entrance. You can't go in there without having, like, being registered and all that, yeah. So... these buildings are known to be built. People say they was built in a graveyard and all that. I don't believe all that. I don't know. Sure. Anyway, so I hadn't been out drinking, hadn't been out doing anything. I've never taken any drugs, yeah? So nothing like this. It's not normal. I was just one night, went back to the house after work, had dinner, was with my ex-girlfriend or whatever. We went into our bedroom to watch telly or whatever and got into a little argument over nothing, yeah? And for some reason, the windows in the house are really, really old, like them old metal frame windows, like you'd see in a horror film. And this room that we was in, to this day, it has a radio in it and the light on in it. Well, I haven't spoke to her for 10 years, but up until I knew. And basically, you'd have a really bad vibe. When you walk through into that door, into that room, you just felt like pure dread. Like you feel, and to me and you, you're probably thinking, that sounds like rubbish. How can you walk into a room and feel like really shitty? But it does. You walked in that room, you felt really shitty. Now, we was having an argument. It's a little argument. And the window was open, so I shut the window. It's on, like, the fourth floor. So I shut the window, and I said to her, I don't know why I said it, yeah? I was like, oh, I bet all the ghosts come in and get you, yeah? And I shut the window, messing around, because I'm a bit of a knob. And then got into bed, went to sleep, yeah? Mm-hmm. All of a sudden, I wake up probably about 1 o'clock in the morning, yeah? I open my eyes. I'm in bed like this, facing this way, and she's facing me this way. I open my eyes, yeah, and I'm like, feel a bit weird. I open my eyes, and she opens her eyes, looks at me and goes, stares at me like really weird. And then she goes, you attacked me. And I'm like, what are you talking about? I didn't do nothing, yeah. And then I look back at her, yeah, and she just lunges at me and starts trying to scratch my face, like, yeah. But I remember, I remember her face being really like distorted and angry, like it weren't her. And all of a sudden, I'm back asleep again. And I couldn't tell if it was a dream or not, yeah? So,
it was a dream.
Back asleep again. All of a sudden, I wake up again. It's like 2 o'clock in the morning, yeah? And you know when you sort of think, was I asleep or was I not? So it's like 2 o'clock in the morning, yeah? Open my eyes again, look at her. She instantly opens her eyes and looks at me. And then she just starts screaming. Like, I mean, like blood-curdling screams, yeah? She jumps up out of the bed and she jumps her back against that wall over there, yeah? And starts screaming at me, yeah? I shit myself. I jump up at this side and I go to the other wall. I'm looking at her. We're screaming at each other, yeah? And I'm like, what are you doing? What are you doing? She does like screaming like that. At this point, yeah, I'm in my pants. We both go running through the door into her mum's bedroom at 2 a.m, yeah? Like literally onto her bed. She jumps onto her mum's bed. I'm standing there. Her mum jumps up out of bed. All of a sudden, yeah, I think at this point I might have had a panic attack. I'm not sure. At the time, we didn't know this. I start like hyperventilating. I can't breathe. I'm like, I can't breathe. Like something's choking me out. Yeah. I'm like, I can't breathe. Her mum rings a bloody ambulance. Ambulance rushes to the house. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And this is really crazy. I'm not even joking. Her mum, ambulance rushes to the house. And as the ambulance is on its way there, her mum goes, what's been going on? And she's like, I don't know. Like, apparently I attacked him and he's attacked me and blah, blah, blah. And we're not the type of the people that fight with each other and that. And, right. Her mum goes, well, it's really weird because I heard you two screaming at each other about 2 hours ago. But that was when we was asleep. So that when I had that, like, I thought I had that dream, we must have been screaming at each other because her mum heard it in the other room. So all of this weird stuff happened, yeah? And I think she's attacking me, like, she thinks I'm attacking her. Now we're in a room, ambulance is called, I can't breathe. She's standing in the corner of the room, yeah? And she won't even look at me, yeah? And I can't look at her. And every time, no lie, Gray, yeah? Every time she just looks at the corner of her eye at me, she just starts hysterically screaming, yeah? The ambulance crew turn up. They give me a face mask and that. And they're like, try and calm me down or whatever. And basically, all three of us go in an ambulance. They take us to the hospital, yeah?
Yeah.
So we get to the hospital. We're sitting in the... This isn't a lit-up, bright hospital with loads of people in A&E, yeah? With all these chairs along. There's about 20 chairs in a row. So I sit at one end, yeah? She sits at the other end. No lie, every time I looked down the chairs at her, she starts screaming. And I'm like, what? And like, every time I looked at her, I felt like she was like possessed or something, like it weren't her. And she obviously felt that way about me, yeah? So All of a sudden, the doctor calls me up. He's like, Nick, come in, blah, blah, blah. So I go in there, he checks all my eyes, checks all my heart rate. And he goes, oh, I think you're breathing. You had an issue with breathing, but you seem fine now. And I was like, yeah, I calmed down a little bit now. And then he was like, right, he's like, are you sure that you haven't taken anything? And I'm like, look, dude, I don't take drugs, yeah? So I haven't taken anything. He's like, are you sure? And I was like, you don't believe me? He's like, he didn't believe me, yeah? And I was like,
I understand.
Yeah, but I do a blood test, man. You'll see I ain't got nothing on me. Anyway, it all calms down. He's like, look, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, she still can't look at me and I still can't look at her. So we go home at this point back to the house, yeah? No one will go into that bedroom and no one, the whole time that I stayed with her for probably another year, that bedroom was empty. We stepped in the front room. Yeah. No one would go into that room because it was freaky in there, man. And
did you ever ask her what, when she saw you and screamed, did she see you or did she see?
She saw the same thing I saw. I felt like I saw her, a really aggressive face, like trying to scratch at me. Like it was like someone coming at me. And she thought she saw the same. So it's like both of us were seeing
even
the same
though you're
thing.
At the hospital, you're still seeing
even
the
at the
same
hospital.
Thing.
Yeah, same, no, I didn't, but she did.
Wow.
Because I'm like, man up, stop being a dick. Like, do you know what I mean? Anyway, so we get back to the house, and I look at her, and she starts screaming again. I look at, do you know what? For 2 months, me and her stayed together. Yeah, I didn't split up with her for about a year later, but me and her stayed together. We didn't sleep in the same room, and every time I looked at her, she got really freaked out, and it went on for months. Like, and then it slowly went away and it sort of just faded away. But the funny thing is, I split up with her probably 20 years ago now. Yeah. I've been with Ellen for 16 years. And when my mum died, which was 12 years ago, she knew my mum pretty well. So I rang her up and said, oh, my mum died, blah, blah, blah. And so she was like, oh, all right, I'll try and come to the funeral if I can. I'm pretty busy. But we had a phone conversation. One conversation in 15 years, yeah? Right. Do you know what she said to me? First thing she said to me before about my mum and that, she was like, do you know what happened the other day? It's really weird. I was like, what? She went, you know the bedroom? And I was like, yeah. She was like, we've got a lodger in the house, knows nothing about that bedroom. And for 3 months, they told us every night they're having dreams about some kind of like spirit, like attacking them. Yeah. And it makes me go goosebumpy talking about it. And then she goes, one night, the lodger just gets up in the middle of the night, screaming or whatever, and just leaves, gone. And said, that room, I can't stay in that room any longer, and leaves. And I was like, oh man, that's well freaky. Because that person wouldn't have known anything. And I don't even believe in ghosts. Like, I don't believe in all that crap, yeah? I don't believe in none of that stuff. I'd love to believe in it.
So how do you explain that then?
I don't know. Like, I think for me, she started screaming at me. I think she started screaming at me or whatever, and she caught me off guard, and it was middle of the night, and I think I jumped up like, well, and gave myself a panic attack, like anxiety sort of thing.
Yeah. Is there a ventilation system in that room?
I can't remember. It's a long time ago, but it's a very, very old flat. Like, it's a few hundred years old, you know, so.
It could be some kind of fumes coming from somewhere that.
Maybe. That would explain it.
I mean, I remember hearing stories about years ago that when mining was more dangerous than it is now, they'd go into these tunnels and they'd come out like either gassed up, and they would just sit there just acting like really weird.
Yeah. Well, you don't know. There's 100% vibe in that room, though. I remember that room. Like, to this day, they, like I said, they have the light on, the door's always open, and they have a radio playing in there to lighten the mood. And that's the 100% no lie. But...
So why did they just board up the room and say, like, no one's going in there anymore?
I don't know. Personally, if it was my house, I'd have moved out. I would have moved out of that house. Like, when I was there, it was that bad. It was a feeling that bad that I was like, oh, I've got to get out of here, man. It's too much.
So who actually owned the house?
Her mum did.
Because I was sitting there thinking, well, if they didn't close the room and didn't allow anybody to get into it, then maybe she was in on it.
Yeah, but how you can't have a £1 million flat with two bedrooms and then block one of the rooms off.
Well, if it's supposedly that weird.
That would be crazy. But
actually, what they really should have done is they should have charged admission to go into the room.
The thing is, if someone said to me, oh, have you had a random experience with a ghost? I wouldn't go, oh, yeah, because I think everything would be explainable. But it was very freaky at the time. It stayed with me for a long time, like, which is
really I don't really believe in ghosts. However, I do see that, like you're saying, that there are times where you can't really explain it. So you always think it's, you know, weird because you can't explain it.
People are very quick to say stuff. Lord, have I missed a ghost story? Yeah, you have, man. Sorry, dude. Old Trev's here. He's just turned up. Trev, you all right?
Well, we just ended the show. Next week, we'll talk about
We were just talking about the ghost stories, Trev, and you just totally missed it. If he's actually turning up.
We're at the tail end of the ghost stories.
Yeah. Gray knows what it's like when you use...
it's a Trekway thing behind you.
It is, yeah. When you use NVIDIA broadcast, that's a problem.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. But yeah, so cheers for them bits again, Eric. Appreciate that, man. So I just done a story about, like, because someone asked us, Death Walker asked us about, not someone, sorry.
He can't repeat the story. It's
yeah,
long.
About a ghost and that. The story's quite long, so I've done all that. You'll have to listen to it back. But
no, you're okay.
Trev, do you believe in ghosts?
No.
No, you're same as me. Have you ever had a ghost story?
The only ghosts I love are Buster Makes Me Feel Good.
I'm what? Lost. What?
Buster? No, you don't know the song. Ghostbusters. Buster Makes Me Feel
Ghostbusters.
Good.
Oh, right.
I was like, what's he talking about?
It's a new Ghostbusters movie.
He's come on
coming
here off cut, isn't he? Just to let everyone know, the reason why Trev's not here today, he sent me a message just saying, I love the pod and you guys, but I love football more. So he pissed off the football match.
I love you guys a lot. I really do, but I love Rangers more. No, I wish there was half cut. I'm not. There's a new Ghostbusters movie coming soon, actually. We're talking about ghosties. So
Yeah, Frozen Empire, I think. Yeah.
Looks really good.
Yeah, but getting back to what we were talking about.
The original Ghostbusters are going to be in it, which is kind of interesting.
Yeah, getting back to what we were saying. Gray, have you ever had any experience in?
No, I mean, the only thing... See, I kind of believe that maybe there's something to the spirit world per se, but not really ghosts. And I'll tell you why. Because I remember I had a dream, one or two dreams. My uncle that I was very, very close to, almost like a second father, you know, very close. And soon after he had passed, I had a dream about him. But here's the difference, though. Instead of, you know, I had the dreams, they're kind of like, ooh, you know, whatever. They're kind of whatever. This was crystal clear. And he was talking about stuff to me that there's no way in hell he would know, nor would I. So he started bringing up stuff. And I'm like, Wow, where's this all coming from?
Could it be stuff that you know, though, that you he doesn't know, but you do know?
No. Well, maybe, but my point is that I don't know what he was talking about, real stuff that I had no knowledge of. And I'm having an intelligent conversation with him, the same as I'm doing with you right now.
Yeah.
That's how plain it was. Plain and 96-97% freaking real.
Yeah.
And when I woke up from the dream, I always remember it. I'm going like, wow, that was like...
That was weird, yeah. Wow. But I've had dreams that I'm sitting having a conversation with my mum, and then I wake up and I feel like I've had a conversation with her, and it's about just random stuff.
Yeah.
Really weird. Yeah, I can honestly say that might be because that's what... consciously I'd like to do, so I'd do it in my dream.
Yeah, but see, I could say yes to that, but then it would be a dream where you're let's say your mom or my uncle was in the dream, but you could tell that it's just not quite what it should be.
Yeah.
But when you're in a dream where it's like, I'm telling you, almost exactly,
I'm not being funny, Gray, but I think your dreams is just you and Mickey Mouse just running around in La La Land.
I'm going to scare the hell out of you. It's like, time, Mickey, it's your turn now. I'm going to chase you. Don't come any closer. I got a big knife.
Yeah, that's what I can see. Just imagine taking a trip with Gray.
That's bloody Mickey Mouse calling his local union officer. I've got Gray chasing me again, man.
My mate was on some drugs once, and he got chased by a Mars bar. He's like, he just ran up to me and went, Nick, quick. Get off the road, man. I was like, wait, there's a Mars bar chasing me. And then he ran off. And I was like, whatever, mate.
You know, you should have done that. You should have got a big costume of a Mars bar. Really fleeker, man.
I've got some crazy friends with some crazy stories. Once we was in a house, and we was all sitting upstairs playing a PlayStation, and one of the boys went to the toilet, and the stairs were like that, yeah? And he said, he goes, Nick. He goes, you know them smiley acid faces, like the yellow ones with a smiley face? He said, I went to the bathroom and I looked down the stairs and one just rolled round the corner, smiled at me, and then rolled off. And I was like, you nutter. That's why don't do drugs, people. Another one of my friends, he was sitting in a room and he basically, I think he was like taking mushrooms or something, which don't do, people. Drugs are bad. Don't do it.
No.
And this is the reason why you don't do it. He sat in his room and all of a sudden his fireplace peeled back like in, oh, what is it?
His fireplace peeled back.
Yeah, so you know like your fireplace with your fire on it?
Yeah, it doesn't peel back. It doesn't move.
No, it doesn't move. It does when you're on mushrooms.
For him.
And so all of a sudden, the sides of it and the top of it started peeling backwards, yeah, like in Beetlejuice. And then the devil came through and went to him, Joe, come with me, Joe. And he had a handful of French bangers, yeah, which were well loud. Do you remember them? And so he threw them in the fireplace. And he actually perforated both his eardrums.
Oh, jeez.
Because he was in a tiny room.
Can I ask a question? How have you guys managed to fill an hour and a half, the two of you, with... I've seen the notes and there's content, but there's not... Have you waffled even more shite than usual?
Yeah.
Nope.
Well, we were talking about ghosts as well, so...
We are kings of waffling.
But anyway... I don't know how we got onto like people tripping out and that. Let's talk back about ghosts and stuff.
Because we're going to the ghosts, yeah.
What my boss told me, from one of my old jobs, he said, Nick, I've been smart about this. When my dad died, you know, like mediums will say stuff to you and they'll try and be like, you live in the house. It's got a roof or whatever. Like my mum lived on a boat. And so the minute the medium mentioned water, she was like, that's me. I'm in the water. Like, yeah, all right. Whatever.
We'll go with that, yeah.
Yeah, but what my boss did is he put something into his dad's coffin, yeah? Which only he knows. So an item, like a random toy or something like that, and he just put it in there, yeah? And so when the medium comes, if they go, oh yeah, the purple stone you put in, he would be like, wow, it's real. Do you know what I mean? It's a good idea, that.
So did the medium figure it out?
I don't know. I left.
Oh, great. You tell us this whole story. You don't even know the answer. Great.
But yeah. I love a ghost story, man. I love a ghost story. I love a conspiracy. I love a bit of bollocks.
I'll let you.
You need to make a campfire and get a flashlight.
You like a bit of bollocks.
Well, if only you was out with us on... you should have come to Manchester. That was hectic. It was the funniest thing ever, and I'll fill you in about it later on.
I need to save myself for Birmingham.
I don't think we're going to get Lee Man City out anytime soon.
Piss it.
Nah, I'll tell you later.
What time did Trub go home?
Trub went home about half an hour before us. He got a Chinese, so he was in bed probably about half 11. I was in bed by 12.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. We did start drinking at 4 o'clock in the after- at 12 o'clock in the afternoon.
Ah, okay.
See, this is one of the reasons I didn't go out with you guys. I'm not an all-day drinker. I was on the doubles. Never, ever.
You could have just drank some water the whole time.
Lord said, did his coat survive? So Lee turns up in his swagger. He turns up with his Moncler coat on that's like a grand. And us lot just start ripping him for it. We keep hiding it. I keep trying to wear it outside. Like, it was all over the place. I tripped up Comic by kicking his chair away and done a backwards roly-poly in the middle of the bar. Oh, loads of funny antics went down. It was really good. We did have a good night. And next time, we're doing London next time.
How much did you spend, Nick? How much did you spend?
Everyone spent in the region about 200 to 400 quid.
Yeah, that's why I didn't do it. But I could spend that on a weekend at Insomnia and have change.
Yeah, but the thing is, you've got to realise, I had to drive all the way up north and across and back. I had to get a hotel room, go out, get food every day. I'd done two whole days, so... But it was well worth it. We had a really good time. But anyway, enough of that. We don't need to talk about that anymore.
okay.
Right, let's move on. What's the time? We've got 10 minutes. There's a discussion here to talk about emulators.
Yes. It was me to put it.
You just came on to talk about your bloody emulators, didn't you?
There we go. Hey.
I came back just in time for that.
I'll tell you what, before you talk about your emulators, should I tell you one thing that did happen to me? A bit ghostly, but not really ghostly, but funny.
What has ghost got to do with emulators?
Because I'm not religious, yeah? But when my mum died, yeah? Do you know what my gran did? She tried to get priest to come and see me. It wasn't the best move. Could you imagine me and a priest in a room? It's a bit like a joke.
I'm not going there.
So this is how it went down, yeah? Knock, knock. Hi, Gran, you all right? Come in, sit down. She says, oh, Nick, I didn't want to tell you because you wouldn't come, but I know your mum's gone and blah, blah, blah. And I've got the priest. He's going to come and say a few words to you. I said, well, I don't really believe in God, Grandma. And she's like, yeah, but blah, 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 blah. So all of a sudden, the priest walks in, all his gear and that. And if you are religious, fair play to you. You're more than welcome. I actually go to church with my missus and kids, and they go Sunday school, but I just don't go in because I get struck by lightning. So anyway, I'm sitting in the front room. This guy comes in, and he comes in. And I said, he went to say something, and this might offend people. So if it does offend you, I'm sorry now. But it's honestly Nick's crazy world. He came in and he said to me, oh, hi, Nick. Blah, blah, blah about your mum. And I went, look, because I wasn't in the mood at this time. Obviously, I just lost my mum. So I was further away from believing in any kind of God at this point. So I just went to him, have you ever seen a werewolf? And he went, no. And I went, exactly. and that was it. And he got it straight away. Because obviously, if you say, give me proof that there's God, they'll say, have faith, blah, blah, blah. You can't see it. It's there. It's within you. It's around you. And I literally just bluntly...
Sounds like the Force.
I bluntly just went, have you seen a werewolf? And he went, no, they don't exist. And I went, exactly. And then he just turned around and left. And that was the whole conversation. And I was like, oh, it was easier than I thought. But yeah.
I have to remember that line. Do you ever see a werewolf? I love that.
It's true though, isn't it?
No, I know. But the way you said it, it was hilarious. I get it.
I had a funny conversation with Jesse. Like my son Jesse, obviously he's autistic, ain't he? Oh my God, I've wet myself the other day. So I was talking to him about God and stuff, yeah? And I've never heard anyone, because he's, like I said, he's autistic. I've never heard anyone sum up religion and God in a couple of words so funny as this. I went, Jesse, do you believe in God? He went, don't think I believe in him anymore, because my missus takes him to church. Don't think I believe him anymore. I went, why not? He went, he's just a book. And I was like, I went, what?
He's just a book.
He went, he's just a book. And he said, it's not that he's just a book. He hasn't even signed it. He went, it's not even an autograph.
No autographs.
Oh my God. And I just sat back and I was oh my God, that's so offensive to people that are religious. I'm sorry. But I just thought how funny, because if you think about it, everything is from the Bible. That is the book, blah, blah, if you're that religion, anyway.
Be careful, we're getting into some...
We're getting into some dirty areas here, like where people might start sending like hate mail in. Man, it's all good. Everyone's welcome to believe exactly what they want.
So what about them Switch emulators?
Yeah. Let's move there's on before we get cancelled.
There's 2 points in the agenda. How have you not fired through all this content? You've still got content left to go. You two must have been waffling even more.
We have been waffling.
No, man, no waffles. It was great. We were just going on and on about all kinds of stuff.
Oh, you had waffles. You had a double stack of waffles, and you had all the condiments on those waffles.
To be honest with you, I thought we were going to start off with a ghost and then just eat up some time, but we actually ate up the time with everything you see on the notes and then some, and then we got to the ghost.
That's why. Right, okay, Wolves.
Yeah, I was going to do the ghost at the beginning, but you weren't here, were you?
I'm glad. Yes. I wanted the ghost to be at the beginning so I would miss that.
We put it later because we wanted you to come on.
Oh, I know. The points that you've got left, right?
Yeah.
I'm glad we discussed the video industry one next week because that needs a bit more time.
Yeah,
on
that's going to be a long one. That's why I put it off. Yeah.
So technically, there's Yuzu, but I'll make it a bit quicker. For those that don't know, Yuzu is a very popular Switch emulator. Very popular.
Really? I've never heard of it.
Because you're not really an emulation kind of guy. Really, either am I. Yeah. I've just got into it recently. I bought one of these cards from a guy called Chris Coolmod. Gray helped me out with getting that card.
Did you just name someone that you've bought illegal software off of?
And I didn't really help you get anything.
He did. It's plastered all over the internet, so it's well known.
Just come on here, just tell the world.
he's got a website, so he's telling the world.
Do this, people. It's illegal, and this is the guy that does it for you.
It's 8,000 games on this one SD card that's great. So I've got all the classics there. The Simpsons on the arcade machine. Got that as well.
How much?
$175.
What? Get it all yourself for nothing.
You have to find them, and you have to
Oh my god! I had every single.
You have to put them together.
No, it's easy. I keep telling you this. Go to.
I've got the website, but you need to. I don't know what games to download, Mr. Nick. There's tens upon thousands of old retro games.
Yeah, but what you do is you just go to Atari and you click the link, and you get all the Ataris. You go to PlayStation; it gives you all the PlayStations.
I don't want every single game for every single console. That would be
there's sites
terabytes,
where you can go and
terabytes.
Pick the game. I had a site where you can go and pick every game
tens
you want,
terabytes.
And it will send you the game, it will send you the cover, it will send you the fonts for that game, everything. I done mine on something box. What's it called?
I just want to say the views and opinions of Nick and Trev are not those of the
show. Anyway. Yuzu is a very popular Switch emulator, and Nintendo spent months going after them in a big, massive lawsuit. They went into their Discord undercover, sneaky, sneaky, sneaky people, grabbing screenshots, quotes, everything, and they filed them a lawsuit, and they said, you guys are not only building an emulator, but you're building an emulator that bypasses the security in our system. Bear in mind, the Switch is still a current system. It's not like the older system.
Oh, so this is for current gen...
Yeah.
That is a bit naughty, though, isn't it?
It is. And not only that, there's more than one Switch emulator. There's another one, I don't recall the name. It's open source. It's free. Nintendo haven't went after them. But Yuzu are sneaky because they opened a Patreon, and they would let everyone have the latest copy of their emulator if you pay them $5 a month.
And they're getting paid as well.
Yeah, so
as
Nintendo...
As you start accepting money, you're already done.
Nintendo's seen that you're making money off them. They went, nope. And Nintendo go after everyone. See if there's leaks and stuff. Like, Tears of the Kingdom was leaked a week or two before it came out. Yuzu was a big part of that. So they said, listen, we're going to take you to court. And the lawyer must have said to Yuzu, listen, guys, settle if you can because you're going to get ripped a new one. And they did, literally, like a couple of days later.
It went down.
They settled out of court $2.4 million. To Nintendo, they shut down Yuzu, they can't make it anymore, they hand over the website, the source code, everything to Nintendo. Nintendo own it, and bye-bye. It's a bad move.
And you can carry on getting it for £5 off Nintendo.
Ah, but hilarious, wouldn't it? No, it's all shut down, a lot of it, so they're skint, they're broke. It could be a ripple effect into the world.
The thing is, Nintendo are the worst ones to try and rip off because they don't like it. They don't like it at all.
Nobody likes it. When you're...
No, but if you've only got to look at Nintendo games, like you get PlayStation, you get Sega, you get like all these other ones, yeah, PlayStation, and people do have these emulators running stuff and you don't really ever hear anything happening about it. But Nintendo, if you brought out a fake Mario, yeah, within a day of them seeing it, they would sign you up with a massive lawsuit saying that blah, 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 blah.
Yeah. Not only that.
There's no games like Nintendo's. They're their own. Like, I always say, Nintendo's its own thing.
If the lawsuits are one aspect of it, the other side is if anyone leaks anything, they've managed to grab screenshots, video of a game that hasn't come out for whatever reason, and they put it on YouTube, Nintendo will take that down. What do they call it? A DMCA strike or whatever.
Yeah.
They take that down quicker than Nick needing to get naked to go for another
But the thing
two.
Is, in this day and age, it's a bit different as well now because, like, these sites, like YouTube, can read everything you do. Like, if I started humming a song right now on Twitch, there's a chance that if it fits in that bracket, it will go, we're going to silence you for this because it sounds like that song.
They're
really, really hot at it at the moment. I have to worry about what I put music on at the beginning of the show because if I put something on that somebody might know or it's not completely free for me to use commercially, they'll cut the first 10 minutes of sound out, which is fine, but they'll cut the first couple of minutes of the podcast off as well, which has happened before a few times for songs that I don't even know.
So you purposely have to look for non-DMCA.
Yeah, that's why we always DCMA have pants music now.
I think you can use like 10 seconds for free, but that's the limit. Something like that.
Well, do you know what they do in Twitch? If you can still play music in Twitch and get away with it, as long as you turn off VODs.
Yeah. But that wouldn't work for us because I'm recording it. They wouldn't allow you to do that. It's anything that you can rewind and play back. So if, say, Michael Jackson brought out a song, not he's going to because he's dead, but if he did, yeah. Because just first name that came to my mind. They said, apparently AI is bringing him back. apparently AI is bringing him back and he's got a load of songs to sing. Can you imagine that? Like, all of a sudden Michael Jackson starts releasing songs again and you're like, Jackson's not special anymore. He's everywhere because he's an AI. Anyway.
He's a what now?
Anything's possible.
Yeah, he's an AI. But I forgot what I was saying now, man. What was I saying?
Probably he comes bollocks. Out with a song and then, you know, YouTube would take him down and something like that.
I can't remember what I was saying because I'm useless. But anyway, Dead Sky just said the same similar thing, so I'm going to read his thing out instead. And he said, I have had it where I've sang three words from a song with no music playing in the background and my VOD was blocked.
Wow.
You can block the music. So that's what I was saying. Yeah, I have to switch off VODs because if I don't, I can rewind and play back and that's when you get into trouble. So
you say recording it's a problem. They don't know if you're recording it, say, by OBS. They don't. So that point is irrelevant. It's only if you have VODs turned on. They know then Twitch are recording it. If you turn off VODs and you record it in OBS, then screw them.
But then what's the point of recording it if you can't post it anywhere? So if you post it on Twitter, if you post it on Twitch, if you post it on TikTok.
Or audio podcast, mate.
Yeah, and then it will just get blocked at some point on there.
Does it? No, does it?
It will do. Podcast. They're going to tighten the ropes up, isn't it, at some point?
Probably.
And then they'll be like, right, we're going back over your 200 episodes and 64 of them are blocked.
Yeah, there goes all our fans. Oh, no.
A lot of people do is what Dead Sky says. You have the music playing, but it blocks out to other people. So you can play music, but you can also... And then it doesn't go out. So... Cheers, Eric Ann. Thank you for them bits, man. Lots of bits tonight. Really appreciate it, mate. Guess what, boys? That brings us to the very end. I'm just going to say sorry now, because obviously this podcast hasn't gone out yet, but it's going to go out. And if there's any religious people out there, Yoda, I know you're very religious. Hopefully I didn't offend too many people. And if I did, I'm sorry. But my view is my own.
How can you be religious and support Manchester United at the same time? That's all I'll ask.
I don't know what you said that, and I thought, I don't support Manchester United.
No, but he does. And they're absolutely
You can
gash.
Tell he's been to a football game before he's got here, can't you?
I won't be on next week at all, people, because it's a home game, so I'm away for the whole night. Sorry. But, the week after.
I'd just like to say, before we drop off, we've all been back on the Discord very regular. It'd be good to see some of your names and faces in the Discord with us. The podcast is getting more popular again. We're doing it very regular now. We're going to keep on top of it if Trev turns up. There's no football matches for him.
We just did the whole show without Trev, man.
I turn up more than great. That's what you're saying.
We just do it without him. but with that, thank you everybody for the subs and all the bits. I really do appreciate it. Thanks for anyone that subs on the Discord subs. And apart from that, you can catch all of us in the Discord. That brings us to the end. Cheers, everybody. See you in the Discord. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.